everyone, the ones I see for 23 years, everyone should be gesund, mirchem, for another 23 years, and also for my friends from a whole year around, and also the choshev choshev rabbonei akoil who are here. We're going to speak about commerce on Shabbos. Now, technology, not technology, it's really basically the same shiloh. We'll mention some technological questions just to give it a flavor, but doing commerce on Shabbos goes back, of course, all the way to the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch, and it's very relevant to most people in some cases, if not always. Now, the first thing to recognize is you can't do business on Shabbos. Why can't you do business on Shabbos? So if you open up your handout, we have the Gemara, as far as I know. Is the Gemara here in Beya? It is? Page 3. Oh, I got it. Okay, page 3. If you look at Rashi, it's underlined, the Lamekach Umem Kerdomi Shemaitzi Rushusay Lurushus Hektish, Umekach Umem Ker Osir Min Hamikra, Dixivim Tzaychev Tzecha Vidavar Dover. You can't do business on Shabbos, it's a violation. You're involving yourself in your own matters and not in Cheftze Shemayim. That is the prohibition according to the first Pshat in Rashi. It's also because we're afraid you're going to write a document. When you sell something, often, not always, you write a document to prove that it was sold. So therefore it's also mishum a gzeira that you're going to write it. Rashi says, gzeira kula chada gzeiri. Often we find Chazal institute a gzeira to a gzeira because one often leads to the other quite quickly. It was one gzeira, one takon. So Rashi gives us two reasons. So if I ask the Oyla Mashal, on Erev Pesach is Shabbos. Sometimes. You go to your Rav to sell chametz. Right? You're still eating chametz on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos. What does your Rav do? How does he sell your chametz? You want to eat chametz on that Shabbos, which is still not Osir B'chametz until the Zman Isser Achila. So the Rav, he may say, I have a great idea. I will sell it now that it will be Chal on Shabbos. Not a bad idea. I'm sure if some Rabbanim do it. I don't know anyone who does, but I'm sure they do it. What means that you're doing a Maisa Kinyan now, and it's Chal Lachas Ma. Everyone knows from the Gemara it's something you could do. There's certain restrictions. You have to make sure it's not Kolsa Kinyane, whatever they are. But you could sell something today that should be Chal tomorrow. So here you have a great idea. What you do is you go to the Rav, and you say, listen, all Chometz which I have in my house, on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, before the Zman Isser will be sold. Can you do that or can you not do that? The same question is just to give a contemporary twist. I never did it myself personally. You sell something or buy something through the web. You go, you have something you want to sell, you want to sell the recorder, you put it on the web, and on Shabbos, somebody buys it. Can you do it? Not that maybe everything is identical, but it's in the same line of questions. So therefore, what? I can't hear.
There's an auction taking place on Shabbos.
And you put in your bid before. Fine. Right. So the question basically is, can you do the act before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're not engaged in anything, and the actual transaction will take place on Shabbos, is it permitted or not? And as many know here, the Rosh HaMedabrim in this Shaila is Rabbeinu Akiveger. There happens to be Achroinim predating Rabbi Kiveger to talk about it, but the Rosh HaMedabrim and all the Paiskim is Rabbeinu Akiveger. If you look over here in Simon Kuf Nun Tes, he has, it's page 2 over here. He has a Shaila, look down a little bit in the second paragraph, the third line, Imocher loy chayfitz erev Shabbos b'mashichay b'kesef. You sold something erev Shabbos with mashich or kesef. V'omer tiknul chamocher. You be kind of tomorrow. The b'Shabbos nigmar hakinyan. That's Rabbi Kveger Shaila. You make a ma'aseh kinyan today, and it'll be chal tomorrow. Is that permitted or is that not permitted? Is that permitted or is that not permitted? Then Rabbi Kveger has another shaila. V'chein mocheloi be'erev Shabbos ma'achshav, that you want something to be chal today on Friday, and it'll be totally in the kiyam atnai. If you do something on Shabbos, could you be mekayim the tnai and make the mechira l'mafreya? We're going to not go into that shaila. That's not the shaila we're discussing. So therefore, Rabbi Kveger's shaila is: can you do a ma'aseh kinyan erev Shabbos to be chal Shabbos? Can I say I want to sell you this Avnei Nezer today? You make a mashicha, it'll remain in your rishus, whatever the technical requirements of mashicha are. But I want you to be kinded on Shabbos. Can you do it or can you not do it? And it has a lot of practical implications. Vending machines. When I grew up, I knew religious people who had vending machines. You put in a nickel and you got out a candy. Is that permitted? You're selling something on Shabbos. That goes, generally speaking, under Rabbi Kveger Shaila. Maybe there's differences, but al kaponim, that is generally the Shaila. So Rabbi Kveger says, L'chura nirali, it appears to me, Lo'ichiach from the Trumas Hadeshin, the Ein Poidim B'Shabbos. Pinya Ben is not done on Shabbos. It's Doim Lamech Chumemker. Pinya Ben is not done on Shabbos. It's sit over here. It's doima to mechu memker pinyan aben. Hektish, doima to mechu memker. Marriage, doima to mechu memker. It goes under the general ruling, the gzeir of being osir on Shabbos. So pinyan aben you don't do on Shabbos. No, what's the problem? Give the money to the Kayin Erev Shabbos and tell him the pinyan aben will transpire on Shabbos. Was a shlech. It's a good idea. Especially, I don't want to go into pinyan aben. Some old pinyan aben has to be done on the 31st day. And then you're mevatel the mitzvah. It's a stir and tisis in over there. But that we're not going to go into because we're talking about technological shilas. Pinyan aben has been around for a long time. I'll go find him. They say you can't do it. Why? When are you going to make your bracha? Erev Shabbos, you make the bracha, nothing's happening. Shabbos, you can make the bracha, you're not doing anything. When are you going to make your suda? Erev Shabbos, you can't make the suda. Shabbos, the suda, it's not nicker. They talk about the bracha. Says Rabbi Kveger, why don't they talk about the prohibition of doing something Erev Shabbos that will be chal on Shabbos? You can't do it, just like you can't do it on Shabbos. You can't do it Erev Shabbos, that it should be chal on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kveger, it's a raya that you could do something Erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos. It's the Goyin Rabbi Kveger's raya. And then he says, furthermore, I have a raya that it's prohibited. What's his raya that it's prohibited? Without going through the whole Gemara, and I tell you, I went through Rabbi Kveger's raya once, not such a simple raya with the whole sugya. But the bottom thought of Rabbeinu Kveger is, the Kohen Gadol must have a wife on Yom Kippur. The Kippur Vadoi Ubad Beisai. Beisai Zuyishta. He must have a wife. Without a wife, it's no good. But he can't have two wives. So how do you make sure he has a wife? Maybe his wife's going to die. And we can't take any chance that the avoid of Yom Kippur will be undermined. How do you get around the problem? Rabbi Kveger says, I have a great way to get around the problem. Let him marry a second wife, and it'll be chal when his first wife will die. Hopefully she won't die. But if she does, he'll have a wife in continuity. No, a brilliant idea. Rabbi Kveger says, since the Gemara doesn't suggest that Eitzah, it's a raya that you can't do something Erev Shabbos in order that it should be chal on Shabbos. This is Rabbi Kveger's final ruling. He says, therefore, he paskins, you have to be machmer.
So, what is
going to do to the other
raya?
Oh, efrek zeigut. So, what do you Let's say you don't know what to do with it, so you got two rice faker, medaf machmer zayin. Unless you'll sell me, it's a safek rabbanon. Maybe we can be makel. But Rabbeisha, in a sefer, one second, my friend, Rabbeisha in a sefer says that Rabbi Kvega doesn't address his first rice. Lomoloy, he struggles with it. And he says something, look in the Rabbeisha sefer, I don't have it in the printout, but he says, he struggles and he starts to say, Pinyan Aben really shouldn't be also because of Mechel Memker. Pinyan Aben, there's no Kedusha. It's a shame you're paid to the child, but there's no transaction. What's Pinyan Aben? You think if you're not paid to your kid, even though you say, my boy is Tvei, you think the Kohen can walk off with your son? You think there's Kedusha? There's nothing. He says it really shouldn't go under Mechel Memker. No, so the only asset on Shabbos maybe, b'shas ma'ase, it's nearer, it has a reicha mechel memker. Rav Moshe struggles. At the end of the day, Rav Moshe writes, yeah? I can't hear. You can't sell something for a mitzvah. You see, you can't do it on Shabbos. I can't hear. But are you allowed to sell something for so if the kasha, you ask me an Eisen kasha, why can't I do for you to be on Shabbos? But you can't. you can't, it's also a mitzvah to get married. It says the Gemara in Beis speaks about it, but you can't get married on Shabbos. What? You're selling an aliyah, you're not really selling anything. There's no mechel memker there. But let me tell you something. I'm not dismissing your shilas, but your shilas are not going to help me because Pinyan Aben is usher on Shabbos. Isaiah is. Yeah.
Is there some use
that does not have the doesn't have the first Shabbos? No, but we're asking like the first Shabbos. You didn't listen to Rav David. Hey, you're asking about the first Shabbos, and I want to be ma'asiv. Kimat all Rishayim say the second. Kimat all Rishayim say the second reason, the Chefzi Shemayim reason, Kim Dumani, is not mentioned in Halacha. It's mentioned in Halacha, Gzeir Shem Yichtav. So everyone's asking the Shailas about mitzvah, where Rav David is saying is really not relevant to the second Shad Rashi. So this is what Moshe says. He seems to struggle with it and he goes back and forth, but in any event, he ends off. Since we have no clear raya, so David didn't help him at that point and bring a clear raya, whether you could do a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos to be Chal Shabbos, he says, therefore you have to be Machmer. And I don't think we were Zoycha to a raya for a Moshe subsequent to the writing of the Tshuva, which is an Orach Chaim Chela Gimel. But in any event, Rav Moshe is Machmer. You're also Machmer. Speak up, Moshe. Now, Moshe is asking a Lomdash Shaila. When he asks, it's always Lomdash. We're asking a Shaila, does the reason of Shema Yichtav apply if you do it Erev Shabbos? First of all, maybe, yeah, I don't know. Even though you record when you do the Maisa Kinyan, but maybe you record when the Kinyan is Chal. Because still it's chal, the guy could have charata. I'll sell you half lachem lavin. You'll record it, and then you'll have charata. It's too bad for you, no? Or maybe he felt it went under a light cloak. I'm not sure, but I could see it's a dangerous thing to record something if the person could have charata, because then he comes with the shtar. You sold him the house, and then you have charata. Okay, so Rabbeisha is machmer. So for those of us who follow Rabbeisha, it's very difficult to be makel. Rav Moshe's machmer. Yeah, not everyone's machmer.
It's like buying a house there and destroying the road.
Yeah. Right. Over the year, prayer is destroying. The Gemara again said they were makel. Right. They were makel over there. Even though it's not looking at me, a lot of them are the right.
So
only that makes it your point. Right? If I speak about you, have a beer locker for me, if I speak about a beer locker for me, whether it's permitted. A beer locker to circumcise, if I speak about whether it's permitted. But it's that makes it. Yeah. Right. Even limits. Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't give a matana on Shabbos, except L'tzarech Shabbos, because matana is really not chomer like mechira. Not everyone agrees with the Mishnah Berurah. What?
Why the chametz on Shabbos is okay and
the chametz is asur? No, but for
matana.
Yeah, no question about it. Matana is different. Matana is. There's some achrayim who say you're allowed to give a matana l'chatzila.
Wow.
It says there's a riot. If a smear brings a riot, says you're makadosh at isha on Shabbos, we say you meant to give a matana. If it wasn't clear, she wouldn't be over this kedusha. Correct to be some mayor, but then you're over this matana. A kachah matana is mutter on Shabbos. Not everyone holds that. You told me to riot, Rabbi Weiss, right? Yeah. Remember, very good. Beis Meir says that right. Okay. Al kuponim zog chayich Ramosha is machmer. Ramosha is machmer. Hard to be makel, right? Now, there are other achrayim who are chaylach in Rabbi Kiveger. Some very, very big achrayim. Chazonish, Kim Dumani, I have it on my recordings, but I didn't write down where it is. What could I do? And I couldn't find it. But Chazonish is chaylach. You know where the Chazonish is? What? I can't hear.
In Dumai.
No wonder I couldn't find it. It's Dumai. Okay. So the Chazonish is chaylach. And basically, other achrayim, Ritzvi Pesach, they bring down Makairis that you can be machdish something on Erev Shabbos to be chal on Shabbos. No, Hekdish goes under the Yisr of Mekach u'Memker. See, here you see Erev Shabbos, it's mutter, it's us, it's mutter to do something even though the chalais is Shabbos. A machdish something Erev Shabbos, it's chal on Shabbos, that should be usher just like Mekach u'Memker. This is the taina of many achrayim, and because of that, they're chaylach and Rabbi Kiveger, and they allowed. I saw in a tshuva once from the Minchas Yitzchak, that's Diane Weiss from Eretz Yisrael, Zichrono Levracha. He was machter vending machines. He brings down other achrayim. Now, I just want to say, a vending machine. One second. A vending machine. One could argue is worse than Rabbi Kiveger's case. Rabbi Kiveger's case, everything was done that's on the machmir, the kain erev Shabbos. That's considered the business was on that erev Shabbos. By vending machine, nothing was done erev Shabbos. The only thing erev Shabbos, you have my haskama to go do it. But the maisa kinyan and everything is done on Shabbos. Maybe that's doing business on Shabbos. Whereas if you complete everything erev Shabbos, maybe it's mutter. He's not machalik that way, obviously. And his understanding is, one second, his understanding is that if you don't do anything on Shabbos, and the person who's buying is a guy, there's no business done on Shabbos, I'm passive. Since I'm passive, so therefore it is permitted. And because of that, they are mater vending machines. I saw, I think it was brought down, I looked it up. I don't remember, it was one of the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, maybe the son, the Ksav Sofer, the Mashab. He had a vending machine all the way in those days. He says, you put in a coin, a chocolate comes out. He says, it's mutter. Yeah, after this year, find out, you know, they tell me you could Google, say, vending machines, when they were founded. They were founded in the Sefer, Ksav Sefer, or the Marshag, their contemporaries. It makes no difference. What?
In such a case, how many people had vending machines? See, Shiva obviously can deal with it.
Yeah, I'm telling you, when I was young, I knew religious people had vending machines. So I'm telling you.
Yes,
what?
It's
us, sir. I'll tell you, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to close up the vending machines for Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? If it's us, it's us. No, but your Das Machna is making the Mechir on Shabbos. He's making a Mashiach, and you know, he's putting in the money, whether it's Kinyan Kesef, Kinyan Hakbo, Mashiach, and you were mocked at him and you agreed to sell it to him. That's the Maisa Mechira. Let's say the guy makes a Mashiach. It's better than you. It's not just your Kalim, it's the guy making the Mashiach. It's to sell something on Shabbos. Sell something on Shabbos. The guy makes the Mashiach, you're not doing anything. That's selling something. You're being mocked at him. You're being mocked at him. That's what you do on Shabbos. You don't do anything more. Why can't you do that on Shabbos? Why can't you have a deal that a guy will make a Mashiach and you'll sell it to him on Shabbos? What are you doing? You're selling it to him. You did that Arab Shabbos. That's what you can make a Shabbos. If the Mashiach is on Erev Shabbos, there's also no Shvisas Kelim there. It's on Erev Shabbos. Well, 1 second. We have to go a little bit further. He didn't ask yet. What? Okay.
So he says all of this is going to be sudden.
Okay. Yeah, so therefore.
So the Shabbos would be a problem.
To be mocked or something?
No, Erev Shabbos would be.
No, but on Shabbos you can't be mocked or something.
Not on Shabbos. Because you don't have a mock.
I'm saying, so you see, not that way. It's a Gzeir Meshumech Chomemker. Whatever he said with Yosef Engel, but it's a Gzeir Meshumech Chomemker. But it's a, first of all, give up Bibles and Machlaikis if you can mock your things on Shabbos. And Machlaikis are Shaitan. Maybe you can't even give up Bibles on Shabbos. Anyway, we must go a little bit further. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but we got to finish the Mechilas Kvoit, Peros of everyone. So let's think a second. We have now, Rav Aaron says, a Chazanish and Dmai. That says it's permitted. Other achrayim, one of the Talmidei Chassam Sofer says it's permitted, and I saw myself a tshuva from Dayan Weiss. He allowed a vending machine, even though you could argue a vending machine is maybe worse than if everything is completed Erev Shabbos. But lemaisis matrit, meaning if you're not engaged in commerce, it's fine. I don't know much about real estate, but I imagine what. That's a good shiloh, and no one's downgrading that shiloh. But what happens if you have your machines in places there's no Jews? You have it with no Jews. You have it in Harlem. There's not that many Jews. You have it in Iran. There's no Jews. Okay. Well, one second. So you have to outlaw the thiever. It's a suffix the thiever, right? People are not gonna. The guy's gonna buy. Probably won't be a Jew. Well, if other than the fact that you could buy something on Shabbos if you don't talk about it, but let's put that aside. If you have a store, you put a sign, everyone's welcome to come in Erev Shabbos, everyone's welcome to come in Erev Shabbos, that's a vending machine. That's good. Well, 1 second. We got to go by there, please. Right, Shia. Okay, Shia says we have to go by. So I'm telling you, there are Achrayim who are Matar. There are Paiskim, contemporary Paiskim are Matar, and I see Talmidim and the Chassam Sofer are also Matar. Ramesh says it's Osir. What can we do? I mean, Rabbi Kvager. Now, I saw, before we get to some, what I think are Raya's Lakan, I saw a tshuva by Rabbi Tzvi Pesach. He speaks about the Shiloh. He brings them a Rebruna that predated Rabbi Kvager, and he says a Chiddush. I'm not fully understanding of his Chiddush, but he says that when the Kinyan is beginning and ending on Shabbos, Avada the Isser is on the Makna and the Kaina. So if I go over to a guy and I say, listen, I want to sell you my car. The guy gets in the car, drives it, makes a Mashicha, or whatever Kinyan he makes, I sell it. That is zicha prohibited. The issur is on the makna and the issur is on the kaina. But he says when it's done erev Shabbos with the condition that should be chal on Shabbos or al menashe yichol b'Shabbos, maybe we say the makna is not doing anything. Therefore, it can't be usher. The kaina is acquiring it. Therefore, it's usher. Not so fully the depth of the svara. But look in kuf chaf vav in Rav Tzvi Pesach Sefer. So therefore, he says something very interesting. Rabbi Kvager is true and right, l'halacha, but that's only as far as the kaina, but the machna has no iser. Therefore, if you sell it to a goy, Erev Shabbos, there's no iser on the machna, there's no iser on the kaina. It's only iser if you sell it to a Jew on Shabbos. So let's say in real estate, I imagine you could do that. You give a deed, you sell your house, and you say, I want it to be chal for tax purposes or whatever purposes it is on July 15th. That shop is oy vey. A lot of people sometimes come over to me and say, they put it in an order to sell stocks or something. They look on the calendar. That's Yom Kippur. You know, Yom Kippur, no one gives coolers. But I just want to mention something. Rav Moshe Sefer writes, often when you tell a broker to do something, that's not Rabbi Akiva Eger Shaila, that's Shlichus. If you tell a guy to sell something on Shabbos, you don't need Rabbi Akiva Eger Shaila. That is Shlichus and Amir Lachum Zasa. You can't tell a guy before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Moshe writes. Therefore, a broker may suffer from that problem. But if you give a deed and you say, I want the deed to be effectual on Shabbos, so according to Rabbi Tzvi Pesach, even Rabbi Kvegu says that's usser, it will be mutter if you're selling the house to a guy. If you're selling the house to a guy. Because the din of Rabbi Kvegu is only an isser. If you acquire it, then you're considered involving yourself in Mech Umemker. If you're not acquiring it, you're not involving yourself in Mech Umemker. That is the hard Tzvi. That's the hard Tzvi. I can't hear. Erev, it seems they don't hold that there's a Xer so much Erev Shabbos. Only the ones acquiring it's in the... It's hard when it comes to Xeris to understand. Erev Shabbos, you don't have it. It's only on Shabbos. On Shabbos, when the Koine gets it, he's acquiring it. If it's not the Xeris, it's a white plug because he's involved in it. That's what Rav Tzvi Pesach says. Now, before we go to the Seif Dover of some, what I think are some writers, there's an interesting Avnei Nezer. He also speaks about this same Shaila. And he says, one second. Oh. He says, Rabbi Kveger has a Shaila, and he brings a raya. Someone brought a raya from Erevin. He says, that raya is Meshuka Broyer, and he's been out there. It's not a raya. But then he says he has a problem on Rabbi Kveger. He says, which is, and he's not the only one who asked this kasha. I saw when I was looking up Talmidic some sefer for the answer. He said, how could it be usher Erev Shabbos to do a Maisa Mechira that's Chal on Shabbos? Why not? He says, all malachas, when you do Erev Shabbos, is mutter, either the malacha continues on Shabbos. You're allowed to put a pot on the fire and it cooks on Shabbos. You could turn on a sprinkler system and it waters on Shabbos. What? Here? Not atmana, regular cooking. You could put something in cooking. Just from the way he says it, he says, Now, really, it's not understood what he's asking. The Isser Mech Memker is an Isser Malacha. If we say it's Gzeir Shem Yichtav, so you have to decide. Is there a Gzeir Shem Yichtav? Is there no Gzeir Shem Yichtav? Is it a light plug, even though there's no Gzeir Shem Yichtav? But how does he compare it to Malacha? You can't put a pot of Shabbos on a fire because we're afraid you're going to stir. It's a Gzeir. You can't do malachas, you can't do mechumanker of Shabbos because you're afraid you'll write, like I mentioned before. If you don't think you're going to write, ask that kasha. If you don't think you're going to write but there's a light plug, fine. But how he understood, I don't understand. They understood that the Isser mechumanker is me'ein malacha. They ask, how could you have an Isser to do a malacha Erev Shabbos? And listen to his teretz. His teretz is almost more difficult than the Shaila. I mean, from my understanding, he says, I'll tell you why. If you do a malacha Erev Shabbos, even if the person would pass on, the malacha would still be done. It would still be done. If you do a malacha Erev Shabbos, the person can't retract it. I mean, do a maisa to retract it. Let's take the mess. His memela is considered like the malacha is done and he's doing nothing. You don't need him anymore. But by a kinyan, it's done on Shabbos because of the person. She mess a mocher liacher kinyan harishon bottle. If he dies or he sells it to someone else, the first kinyan is bottle. That's done mekayach adam, even though it is not done actually on Shabbos. I don't know exactly what he means. And then he says, how's it a malach? It's only with his das. He says, b'dibur k'ovid maisa. The Gemara Tzmura says, how you get malchus at Tzmura? There's no maisa. The Gemara says, but you made in a Tzmura, the chalois hektish is chal. Here the chalois mechir is chal. I don't know. He seems to say, it's considered a malach by the virtue of the fact that you still need the machna, because if the machna dies, it won't go vita. So therefore he's doing it. I don't understand what he means. That's doing a malach at Shabbos. That's doing a melacha Shabbos. It's a look over here in Siman Nun Aleph. Now, but the Avnei Nezer says it. So according to the Avnei Nezer, you have a halacha according to Rabbi Kiva Eger that it should be mutter, even according to Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you do a Maisa Kinyan, you can't cancel. The Mishpamim did it a machusav is such Maisa Kinyans, no? You make a contract to sell a house, you say it's irrevocable, you can't take it back. The guy dies, it still goes. Mishpamim, you can do that, I don't know. So according to that, then, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, will be mutter. Because he says the whole basis of the Isser of Rabbi Kiva Eger is based on the fact that you still need the machna. If he dies, there's no Maisa Kinyan anymore. So you see the machna is still involved. The machna is still involved. Then you need the machna. So therefore, if you make a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos to be Chalon Shabbos, and you can't cancel that under any circumstances, then it seems that even according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's mutter. Now, when I was in the Mir Yeshiva, I remember we had a discussion with my Rebbe, Shmuel Brudley Zecharin Levracha. He told us over Achrayim that even if the Yeshliach Advar Veira, on Shabbos you can't be Chayiv. Why not? Yeshliach Advar Veira, why can't you be Chayiv on Shabbos if Yeshliach Advar Veira? He says, because the Malacha and the Isser of doing Malacha on Shabbos is Loinach. You have to not rest. If you tell your shliach to cook, are you resting? You're sleeping. So you can't make a shliach to be over the Yisumlach. It's together what we know in this the Shiva Gufa. I think the Beis Meir is one of the friends who said this. Yeah, I think the Beis Meir is some cipher. You hear the Vart? I'm sure some of the Yoilim heard the Vart. So according to that, I look at Avnei Nezer again, even though I don't need the Vart from the Achrayim. A guy made a Maisa Kinyan Erev Shabbos. He wants to know it should be subject to the rules of Malacha. He says, it's subject to the rules of Malacha, even though you're not doing anything, but since you can take it back, it's still considered like you're doing it. But you're still Nach. You're still resting. You're sleeping. You're not up at all. I'm just being Maisa somewhat on the Shaila, even though I knew Rabbi Chiya would ask, even though we asked Rishu Brunni, it's a chord of Mugyasif Akarit, Mugyasif Asif, Eshim Mishum Chitzai, it should be also to light a fire air of Shabbos. Rabbi Chaber says, Shabbos, because Chayzav Yaisa, Chayzav Yaisa, good, but Lamaisa, you're resting, you're not waking up. No, so you have a Kasha and Achrayim and Achinami. He didn't have an answer, yeah.
But
are you doing something?
No, but the same, but the dot makes it uninvolved. In Rebbe's case, if I restrict myself easily or fully back my dot, it doesn't mean my dot's not involved. It just means to say I asked myself to fully back the dot. It's not the same
thing. In which case? In case?
The Rebbe's saying, I said Rebbe's citizens to say that if you restrict yourself from pulling back,
I agree that's a difference there, but still, is that doing the Malach on Shabbos? I thought yesterday. And I don't have to think today anymore. My das I had yesterday helps today. So where's the Malach? You need my das of yesterday, but you don't need my das of today. How does a Kenyan work when you're mocking something for tomorrow? The das of yesterday helps, or we assume he still wants today? Okay, Adarabba, let it be a point, look over the Avnei Nezer. Okay, now, just look at the handouts. I want to give two ha'aras on the Shaila. One ha'ara on the Shaila is, if you look on page 4, superficially it looks like a Mefurish Halacha, Rabbi Kiva Eger Shaila. It says, you could tell a guy Erev Shabbos by giving him money to be kind of something on Shabbos, as long as you don't specify in Shabbos. You can't tell a guy to be kind of something on Shabbos. That's a miralakum. You can't tell a guy, be kind of something if this is the price, if it hits this price, because then you told him to be kind on Shabbos. But what happens if you tell a guy, you could buy it on Friday, Shabbos, something, I don't care, just buy it. The guy goes on Shabbos, and he buys it. It's before Shulchan Aruch, it's mutter. I asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, I wouldn't ask him, but I'll ask the oil. How is it mutter? L'chur, you're doing business on Shabbos. What? Right, the goy, the Yiddishkeit, the Yiddishkeit is my shliach. No, no. What?
The goy is goy.
He's been kind for the Yid. Mukhna Likman is what? Yeah, so the goy is kind for the Yid. Yes. It's chal, poshes the Yid. Look, poshes the Yid. Poshes the Yid. But the only thing is, we could say a chiluk there. Which some of the oilam is saying, I hear it. The oilam is saying that in the case of Rabbi Kiveger, Erev Shabbos, I did the Maisa Kinyan. So it's considered on Shabbos that I am being kind of something. It's considered on Shabbos I am being kind of something. Over here, the guy's doing it. There's no Isser to be kind of something, Mamela. I ask you, Shaila, could a person be Irish on Shabbos? Why can't he be Irish on Shabbos? It's a matana, no. I'm not sure. I think, can you be kind of something chaser on Shabbos? Chaser shalom kind of shalom adaitai. The Isser is not to acquire wealth on Shabbos. I can't hear. Compound interest on Shabbos is maybe a shayla of schar Shabbos, but I don't think it's a shayla. Okay. Anyway, listen. So therefore, my point is that the guy is doing everything. You're not doing anything. There's no Isser acquiring on Shabbos. The Isser is that you should do Mechel Memker on Shabbos. But if it's Erev Shabbos done, even though it's happening Mamela, maybe that's Usser according to Rikveger. When you send the Shliach, then already, he's doing everything. The only thing is you're acquiring. You could acquire on Shabbos. But it's very late. We can't, what? He's selling it by a vending machine. Why is it sold? Where's the Das Machen by the vending machine? Who's selling it by the vending machine? You make a shliach, he becomes a mekaincha. He sells your eye. You give him a power to become your vial. But I know what he means to ask. I'll be madrush. He means to ask with the dying for Dykstra wanted to ask. The shayla, he has to listen to a shayla. There's a machlokes rishonim. If you send the shliach to do something and the mishalech is nishtatim, could the shliach still do it? Machlokes tur and Rambam. So maybe you could argue the way the achrayim learn shat that if he's mishtatim, becomes a shayla, you can't do it. So it's taka still. He's the machna. Maybe it should be usher. Has to be mayan. No time. But kipshut shliach means he's your agent. You're not doing anything. Because of a vending machine, you're the seller. You're the seller. Now, one last thing. Getting late. I want to finish time. This is a raya I have against Rabbi Kiveger, a raya to Rabbi Kiveger, at least as far as the vending machines go. Like I told you, maybe the vending machines are wrong. But I found Duchsach Bez Hashem, a mafurish raya. Therefore, maybe we have to be machmir like Rabbi Kiveger. Moshe says we have no choice anyway if you follow Rabbi Moshe. Look over here on page 5. There's a case. What is that? Oh, in the bottom, right? There's a case where a guy goes into my house, Erev Shabbos. There's problems with a guy carrying things out of your house. You know why? Exaggerate, looks like you told him. That's a different parsha. There's a case, the way the Magen Avraham understands, there's a guy in my house, and I tell him I'm going to sell you this object. The guy cannot be kind of an object in my house. Mashicha can't be kind of Rishus Meicher. Maybe Kesev's not kind of, whatever the case is. So what happens? The guy takes it out, and he's kind of after Shabbos. He's kind of after Shabbos arrives. Is that mutter or not? I tell a guy, this is a simple case. Here's the sefer. Be kind. He says, fine, but I'm going to walk out of the house after Shabbos arrives. When is he kind? After Shabbos. When was I mocking it to him? Before Shabbos, right? So, kum techais, it's the case of the vending machines. Or, maybe in a more contemporary setting, the case of selling it on the computer, on the web. I do it in my Sakinian, I give the Das Machner of Shabbos, and the other person is Kain on Shabbos. What does the Magen Avraham say? It's underlined on the bottom. Dakati loy kunei wakamachi yitziu vimken havli kamoichru v'Shabbos. It's like you sold it on Shabbos. It says explicitly, if you sell something Erev Shabbos, and you tell the guy to be kind, and he makes the kinyan on Shabbos, it's also mishumech chumem. It's mamish, the vending machine. Now, if you're going to say the vending machine case, or the computer, the eBay case, the web case, if you're going to say that is doimet to rikveg, even though we mentioned it could be mechala, but many of the achrayim are not mechala, l'chur is mefurish, that it's awesome. I'm telling it to be kaina, he takes it on Shabbos, I told him Erev Shabbos to take it, and he takes it on Shabbos, meaning my hakna was Erev Shabbos, the kinyan was on Shabbos. He says it's awesome. He says it's awesome, mefurish v'bogan avram. That's identical, as far as I see it, to the case where you have Das Machna, and the guy comes, and he's kinyan on Shabbos. He's kinyan on Shabbos. The Maisa Kinyan was done here completely on Shabbos. Yeah.
There's a difference there, because if I had one guy here at house, I know they do
Shemekhomemker. Yeah, but he says, he rejects everything. He says the Isser is Shemekhomemker. If he would say the Isser is because of Marasayim, like we find, fine. He says the Isser is Mechomemker. So he rules that as Mechomemker as long as the Kinyan finishes on Shabbos.
Did you leave something on eBay over Shabbos?
What?
Did you leave something on eBay over Shabbos?
Could you leave something? That's the whole shear. That's the
same.
I should possibly do this item on Maisa. I told him, it's Sholim Rabbi Kveger, and of course Rabbi Kveger is also. I guess it's all Rabbi.
Is there a
just one point? Ever good adjourned.
No, just one point.
What?
On the vending machine.
Yes.
Not the issue of
our shop.
Our shop.